right? They're all pro-Israel. From the year 2000 until the year 2025, they're supporting Israel. In 2003, the Wexner Foundation and the mega group are pushing the war in Iraq. But also as late as 2025, Joe Lonsdale, the Jewish head of Peter Thiel's Founders Fund, and Ben Black, Leon Black's son, are writing an op-ed about how they're going to use Trump's Development Finance Corporation to take money away from USAID so it doesn't fall into the hands of the UNRWA, which is supporting Palestine and humanitarian relief in Yemen, because it falls into the hands of the Houthi rebels. Okay, that's the connection. That's the big story. There's another connection, however, because when we talk about Epstein and the scam that he's running, where he says that he's this financial wizard, and that's why he's able to charge his clients hundreds of millions of dollars, which, by the way, is totally out of the ordinary. You might think that it's all relative, it's all proportionate, that if you're a billionaire, you can afford to pay $100 million a year for tax advice or estate planning, this sort of thing. That is so out of the ordinary. Even some of the biggest accounting firms don't make that kind of money. And so what that would suggest is that Epstein either isn't really a money manager, or he's something more than a money manager. If you're being paid 2, 3, 5, 10 times more money to do taxes for a billionaire than some of the highest and most elite accounting firms, there's a reason you're paying the premium. And you're paying that premium either because you're doing something criminal, or you're paying that premium because Epstein has leverage over you. But those are really the only two reasons. And those reasons are deeply related. Because, of course, if Epstein is doing something criminal in nature or political, which is criminal, if Epstein is helping you set up a tax avoidance scheme, if he's doing something that allows you to cook the books in some way, well, that's why you pay him more money. It also happens to be the case that if he goes away unhappy, well, he knows where the bodies are buried. So you're also paying him to be happy. You're also paying him, as Leon Black did, even if you're frustrated with him, even if you think he's charging you too much, because he knows about all your business. But where did that myth that Epstein is a genius come from? Because it's actually interesting. You have the story that Epstein was able to get all this money because he's a charmer. He's a charismatic guy, really intelligent. And if he's such a tax genius, if he's such a tax wizard, what would be the basis of that skill? Legitimate question. Fundamentally, what is the skill that makes you a finance wizard, a tax wizard? It's a mathematical ability. So where did this idea come from that he had this incredible mathematical ability? Well, we can go back even further. Forget for a second about Leon Black and Les Wexner and Ronald Lauder, who all dealt with Epstein for the past 30 years. You can go back 50 years, because where Epstein got his start was as a math and science teacher at the Dalton School, a very prestigious private school for the elites. And this is known, but there's a little lesser known fact about this. Jeffrey Epstein was hired at the Dalton School in the 1970s by a man named Donald Barr. Donald Barr, for those that don't know, is the father of Bill Barr. Bill Barr was Trump's attorney general in his first term. And specifically, Bill Barr was the attorney general, the head of the Department of Justice in 2019 when Jeffrey Epstein killed himself. So that's how you might know that name. Bill Barr is the son of Donald Barr. Donald Barr was the headmaster of the Dalton School when Jeffrey Epstein was hired there as a math teacher. Well, did you know, not only was Donald Barr a member of the OSS, a precursor to the CIA, but he was also born Jewish? See, I had no idea, because this is a Catholic family. Donald Barr eventually converted to Catholicism, but I didn't even know Donald Barr was actually born into a Jewish family. So go figure. Jeff Epstein gets his start at an elite private school, more on that in a moment, as a math and science teacher. He's hired by a Jewish former OSS operative, even though he had no prior experience. He's not a teacher. He doesn't have a great degree. In other words, he's not qualified for the job. And yet anyway, he's hired at the school. Well, why does this matter? Because the first job that Jeffrey Epstein got, he got because he tutored the children of somebody who worked at Bear Stearns. And so Alan Greenberg, who was a very high-level executive at Bear Stearns, his children went to this school. Jeffrey Epstein was their math teacher and tutored them privately. And it was through that connection to Greenberg that Epstein was able to get into Bear Stearns. And from Bear Stearns, he was able to pitch himself to Les Wexner as some kind of financial analyst. Do you see how this stuff is established? And what you find when you go back to the beginning of the story, once you work through all these connections, is that Jeffrey Epstein is a creation of Jewish higher society in education, in finance, in government, even arguably in the arts, in culture. At the Dalton School, which is a school for the elites, this is where all the rich people's children go to study. So if you're a billionaire, if you work at Bear Stearns, if you work at Goldman Sachs, if you're a senator from New York, your kids are going to go to a school like this. And the superintendent of that school controls the faculty. The faculty interface with the children of the elites. That's a connection. And you can see how Epstein got in the middle of that and leveraged one thing into the next. Who knows how he got that job through Donald Barr? Probably Jeffrey Epstein was involved in some way in intelligence from the beginning. And he was planted there by Donald Barr. Planted there at that school to make that connection. Hey, Greenberg, nice to meet you. Wow, you got some great kids here. Say, I'm Jeffrey Epstein. And who knows what happened there? Somehow he finds himself at Bear Stearns. Now you're in. Now he's a financial wizard, probably using help from his intelligence connections. Or who knows exactly what's going on there. But then he begins to pitch himself to clients. He starts his own firm. Now he's friends with Les Wexner. Oh, this is a great guy. Jeff Epstein's my best friend, such and such. And Les Wexner introduces him to all of his clients and furnishes him with a house and a plane and hundreds of millions of dollars and a position on a foundation. Now you're a financier. Now you're a socialite. Now you're at the table. Leverages that into a relationship with Leon Black and the rest of them. And now you're everywhere. Now you're doing arms deals and surveillance deals with Ehud Barak and Unit 8200. Now you're doing art deals with Ronald Lauder and Leon Black and the Metropolitan Museum of Art. Now you're doing deals with Peter Thiel. Now you're doing deals with film producers. Leon Black's kid, Ben, wants to learn how to make movies. He introduces him to Woody Allen, because who are the film producers behind Woody Allen? Jewish Hollywood producers. It's all connected like this. And so this is the real, it's actually, in a way, mundane. It's actually more mundane than you might think. But this is the real Jeffrey Epstein. He's not a satanic, pedophile, occultist. To the extent that that's happening, in my opinion, that is perhaps a novelty, a curiosity of the elites. And, you know, maybe that exists on some level. I'm not necessarily denying it outright. I'm just saying that is not necessarily supported. And to the extent that it is real, it seems to be peripheral. And some people might find that shocking. I don't actually believe most of the people involved in this are actually true religious occultists. What is really going on here is that this is a financial network. It is a Jewish political intelligence financial network. And you can see that every step of the way, from Donald Barr to Alan Greenberg at Bear Stearns, to Les Wexner and his mega group and his foundation, to Leon Black at Apollo, and all of his pedigree, his mentor, his dad, his business partner, his kid, all the way through to the connections that were made in the 2000s, in the 2010s. Every other part of the story that we know, that's the real story. I also want to talk about Epstein's connection to Peter Thiel. This is something else that was revealed in the emails, and I'll tell you why this is so interesting. So one of the other big developments that we heard from the files is that Epstein actually had a big relationship with Peter Thiel. And this is a story from the New York Times. We'll read through it, and then we'll talk about the significance. It says, quote, by 2014, Mr. Epstein took an interest in Palantir, and at one point suggested to Ehud Barak, former Israeli prime minister, that he speak with Mr. Thiel about an advisory role at Palantir. Mr. Epstein was scheduled to meet with Mr. Thiel several times in 2014, and by that year had started emailing the venture capitalist for investment advice. That October, he asked Mr. Thiel if Palantir was doing a round of financing before asking Mr. Thiel whether he should invest $100 million in Spotify. In response, Thiel emailed him to hold off on investing in Spotify. He said, somewhat more bullish on Palantir, but I don't think there's a rush. Epstein did ultimately invest $40 million in one of Mr. Thiel's venture capital firms, Valar Ventures, across two separate transactions. Mr. Epstein's estate still possesses these holdings, which were worth about $170 million as of last summer.